A new book, X Out of Wonderland, takes its name from the misadventures of its title character, X, who's knocked out of his home country, Wonderland, by circumstances he can't control. The book takes its inspiration from a well-known story from a few centuries back, Voltaire's Candide. Contemporary author David Allen Cates updated Voltaire's satire by taking a shot at the global free market. William Marcus of Montana Public Radio talked with Cates about his book and how he came to write it.
In Voltaire's classic satire, Candide goes from good fortune to bad, wandering through Europe and South America, the victim of violence, war, pestilence, disease, corruption, and natural disaster. Like Candide, the main character in X Out of Wonderland falls victim to bad fortune. In the first few pages, he loses his job as a successful talk show host, and a tornado destroys his home. But like Candide's sidekick, Pangloss, X looks on the positive side, even when he's arrested as a suspected terrorist and thrown in jail.
He remembered learning in school how the dream of Wonderland had been kept alive by suffering people everywhere, and so perhaps, if it weren't for the suffering people everywhere, Wonderland would not exist. This made him optimistic, because judging by the groans and screams he heard coming from the other cells down the hall, there was certainly a lot of suffering going on.
In the early 1990s, David Cates' writing career seemed filled with optimism. Critics praised his first book, Hunger in America, published in 1992. It made the New York Times Notable Books list, and Cates thought his career was off and running. But his next three books didn't sell. He says he eventually tried to shut down his buzzing writer's mind.
My conscious brain or subconscious brain is filled with what I call black helicopters. They're fictional ideas that kind of fly by occasionally. And I was at the stage in my life where I was saying, go away, go away. I don't want to deal with you.
But then someone else's bad luck changed everything for Cates. In 1998, Hurricane Mitch hit Central America, killing some 10,000 people in Honduras and Nicaragua. A group of doctors and nurses in Missoula put out a call for volunteers to provide aid to the victims. Cates, who spent some of his younger years in Central America as a professional basketball player and speaks fluent Spanish, signed up as an interpreter.
So these are all the suitcases here?
Yes.
Today, Cates is the executive director of Missoula Medical Aid, a lofty title for a part-time job that involves raising money to supply health clinics to the poorest regions of Honduras.
Wasn't Christy going to show up with the anti-malarial medicine?
At the end of December, the group packed for an 11-day trip, filling 26 large suitcases with vitamins, ibuprofen, antihistamine, syringes, and soap.
We work through an organization called Save the Children, who uses us to provide primary care in particular villages where there is no doctor. Many times these people can have access to a government health center. Oftentimes it's a ways away, and oftentimes there's no staff or no medicine.
Experiencing the grinding poverty of rural Honduras has put some distance between Cates and the disappointments of his writing career. Cates was raised to believe that hard work would pay off. But he came to appreciate how Hondurans had few expectations beyond being alive for another day.
Once they were alive for a while, then they could choose, you know, they're going to love or not love, they're going to work or not work. But you can't expect that any choice you make is going to give you any more than the basic, which is a certain number of breaths.
When he got back to Montana, Cates found that some people didn't understand such basic expectations.
People say to me about Honduras, they'll say, well, you got that straightened out down there? And I always think, that's such an American notion that I'm going to go down and straighten it out down there.
What Cates decided he could do was write something that would expose that foolish side of the we-can-fix-it notion. Cates's sunny satire was the perfect tool for Albert Borgman, Regents Professor of Philosophy at the University of Montana. He used the book in a public forum on the complications of the global marketplace.
David, with his sort of cold anger that manifests itself in this sort of superficially cheerful, even-minded prose, he really sort of rubs our nose in this predicament.
Cates writes an entire chapter describing the global free market as a world bazaar spread along a dusty road. X strides into the mass of humanity and commodities.
He passed all races and ages of men and women selling mythologies and the skeletons of their ancestors. He passed people selling memoirs and the rights to publish memoirs and the rights to sell memoirs. and sunglasses, and hundreds of plastic yellow ducks, and hammocks, baskets of frog legs, butterflies, and flowers. He passed blessings for sale and curses for sale, and a man waving a smoking ball on a chain selling forgiveness. Thousands of eager young boys and girls stood scrubbed and combed, all for sale.
Cates has a knack for shining a harsh light on the downside of consumption, but he says that he can only do it effectively through fiction.
You know, I've never been an essayist, partly because I can't stand the sound of my own voice. When I talk, and I start talking about my ideas about this and that, there's a little bird on my shoulder that just is like laughs his head off. And fiction allows me to tell a story that illuminates actually some confusion I have about the world.
Cates is confused, he admits, because he's part of the society he's lampooning. Albert Borgman says we're all in the same boat.
David is very good on, you know, on the misery and the maiming and the exploitation that happens to the poor and the powerless. But he's equally insightful on the sort of spiritual devastation that it creates in this country. So it's a bad bargain for all of us. That's, I think, the lesson we'll have to learn.
In the end, David Alan Cates gives his characters a reckoning with their future, one rooted in decency and hard work. For Cates, X Out of Wonderland has restarted his writing career, and he's grateful for that. But like his characters, he's wiser now, and increasingly aware that success can be a very thin veneer.
I don't think about career like I used to anymore. All it is like a little transparency that somebody lays on my skin and take a shower, it's gone. You know? It's not who I am.
For now, David Cates is down in his basement office, his writer's mind happily buzzing with ideas again. He's already finished the draft of a new book. But he's also started raising money for the next trip to Honduras. For NPR News, I'm William Marcus in Missoula, Montana.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.